This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Kill the boy, Jon Snow. Winter is almost upon us. Kill the boy. And let the man be born.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
One of the best days of my life was the day that I realized that nobody was coming to save me. And it sounds scary, but you can get to a point where you can know this and kind of be excited about it. When you can know that nobody is coming to save you and that it doesn't matter whether you have help or not, that you trust yourself in such a way here that you know you want control of your situation, it's a freedom like nothing that I could describe to you. It means you're competent. It means you trust yourself. It means you have discipline. It means that you can truly count on yourself to show up for yourself every day. And that is one of the most powerful things a man can ever have in his life.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult.
I'm one of those old school guys. You know, when you talk about men's mental health and that men have to carry this burden and men have, yeah, that's what we do. Guess what? Somebody's got to get up. I have a family, right? I have children. I got to get up every day and go to work, and I have to, you know, do what I have to do. And no, I don't.
I mean, I'm
shit about my family. You see these guys these days on social media. Like, hey, you know, he's talking about
no,
their
I
bad
don't.
Day and this happened and I'm
right.
Man, shut the up.
Oh, I know.
Get up.
Oh, I know.
Get the work and do what you got to do and be a man.
No.
Be a man.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin.
It's so crazy when you say the word man. When you're 18, you think you're a man. But you walk around telling bitches I'm a man and shit. And I didn't become a man until I got off cocaine. When I was 44 years old, 45 years old, I became a man. I know for a fact there's a definition to a man. And that's to just be an all-around good guy, support his wife.
Yeah. Provide.
Be a good husband to your wife. Listen, we're all f***ing sinners and we're all going to make mistakes. I'm not going to tell you a bunch of shit I'm not, but the difference between this marriage and my first marriage and night and day, being a man is just a certain quality. It's a certain thing. And I just became a man. And since 45, now I'm 56, now I've been a man for 11 years. Men look at things that need to be done.
And they do it. They get it done.
This needs to be done. This is not tomorrow. This is not today. This is not. This is right now.
Life created this person, me. Life created me to be this person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where the shit started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, hey, I'm f***ed up. I'm gonna go back and fix this.
You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. That you can't just walk into things with your eyes half open. You'll walk into things with your eyes fully open. You've got to know what you're getting into. You have to take possession of your life. There needs to be some period in your day where you remember that there's a world out there trying to tell you who you are, and there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting, and it has all the razzmatazz, it has all the tinsel and all the glitter. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle, and somehow there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
It's not the critic who counts. It's not the one who points out how the strong man stumbled, but where the doer of deeds could have done better. The critic goes to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause. At best, he knows in the end the triumph of high achievement. And at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Grace, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. The critics, the bullshitters, all they can do is talk. Listen to them. You'll see exactly and hear exactly what not to do.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
You know, having the ability and understanding you have the responsibility to keep your family safe is absolutely essential in being a man and in providing. I think having a healthy relationship with violence, having an understanding of it. I think, teaching your kids to have a relationship with violence where you know, they're not being ruled by fear or shame, but they can have some sort of understanding, some sort of, they can touch it. They understand it a little bit. They know what they're doing. I think it's essential.
You have to be comfortable with who you are and with your masculinity. You've got this testosterone that's roaring through you. You're competitive. You're ambitious. You have goals. You have this energy. You want to assert yourself. My idea of masculinity growing up was a man who was in control of himself, who wasn't mean, wasn't pushing people around, who was decent, who treated women well. Your aggression, your assertiveness, your testosterone, it's a good thing. It's how things get done. It's what energizes you, what puts you in the world. It makes what makes you ambitious. It makes you assert yourself and motivate yourself. It has to be channeled. It has to be disciplined. But you have to see, you know, we were talking about, are people pleasing things and how you reframe it? You have to see who you are and see the virtue in it and see the power in that. And it's a cultural problem because men are very confused. I didn't have that confusion when I was growing up, So now it's very difficult because you're being told that all these things that you feel naturally are negative. They're only negative if you can't control them. So self-control is a very masculine quality. You're able to control yourself. You're able to control your passions. You're able to not talk too much if you don't need to talk too much. I'm not saying that women don't have, that the opposite is wrong. These are things that men naturally have because of their biology. And I'm sorry, I do believe in these things. But they're good. They're just how you use them that can be bad.
You really can solve a lot of male problems by getting in shape and making money. You still have problems. They're just smaller and you have more resources to handle them. The world is there for the taking for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it, even if it's not sexy. What used to make a man acceptable now makes you extraordinary. The bar for winning has never been so low.
Most people are overweight, they're distracted, they're poor, they have so few skills because it has never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing. And so in a world where it's never been easier to do nothing, doing something becomes extraordinary.
The idea of the lonely chapter resonates so much with people because it literally is like taking the red pill. If you see this version of the world where you go, I can impact my outcomes. I can learn a thing, apply a thing, and then I change as a byproduct of doing that. As soon as you take those steps, you realize almost all of the people around you who have parts of their life that they're not happy about are kind of making a choice for it to be that way. Now, it may be an uninformed or an ignorant choice because they haven't taken said pill. And then you go, oh, that means that all of the things I don't like about me and I don't like about my life are my responsibility because I can change it.
I was growing up with sports and stuff. My dad was a huge athlete, and I was always playing competitive sports since I was 3 years old. I remember, wrestling and stuff before the match and stuff. He'd come and talk to me and stuff. You ready? And it's like the state championship or something. Everything's riding on it and everything else. And he's like, how you feeling? I'm like, a little nervous. And he just fucking chewed me out. He's like, what are you nervous for? He goes, I don't know. I'm just nervous. He goes, explain that. I don't understand that. I don't know, Dad. I'm nervous, man. What are you nervous for? I'm nervous. Maybe what if I lose? There you go. He goes, you won't lose. I go, okay, whatever, man. Get away. I don't talk this right now. He goes, shut up. And he goes, this is the reward right now. This is where you get to show it all off. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, hours and hours to the late hours of the night. Thousands of them have been on that mat wrestling. In the weight rooms, lifting, running, training. And you get to take all those hours, put them all together, and explode them on the on the other side of the mat tonight. This is where you get to show them all off. It ain't time to be nervous. It's time to be excited. Time to be pumped up. Then you get to grab all that ability you've been training so hard, and you get to show it off. If you're nervous right now, it's because you didn't put the time in the past to make the moment today the present forever. That's the only time you can be nervous right now. It's when you didn't do the work. You have an untrained ability colliding with an opportunity, and you're nervous because you might fail because you didn't put the work in.
Okay, fellas, life is hard. It's always been hard from the beginning, and it will always be hard. We don't need men's mental awareness. Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, is that what they call it? We need Men's Grow a Set Month. We need Men's Stop Whining Month. Now, I know things are hard for some of you. I know things are extremely difficult for some of you. Things have been hard for me around here. I don't get on here and post it. I'm not going to now. Listen, man, we all go through it. We all go through it. I've had folks get on here and comment, Dwayne, you don't look good, man. You look tired. You look sad. You look this. You look that. Look, I go through life just like you do. Okay? I have battles just like you do. I stand between my family and the world just like you do. And I take the beatings so they don't have to. The difference is, how do you look at it? How do you approach it? How do you deal with it? How do you admit it and see it for what it is? You cry about it, you mope about it, you drink about it, you sleep around about it, you get mad and get in fights about it, you just hang around, just turn the world out, just zombie about it, you fry yourself with marijuana about it. You say, Dwayne, I'm sad. Dude, that's a part of life. You think you're the only man on this planet that's sad? Say, Dwayne, I'm going through depression. Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to the rest of us. You think I don't go through depression sometimes? You think I don't get sad sometimes? You think I don't just feel wore out and burnt plumb down to the bottom of my soul? We all do. We all do. That's what sets us apart. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us men.
And what's funny about it is that as you're trying to fix yourself and dig yourself out of this deep hole that life, society, and you helped also, those people who you saw down there in that hole who were there with you, who were your friends and people who you counted on, because you meet the people in the same situation that you're in life. Those people become your friends. And second, you try to get out of that situation and become better. Those people are in that grave, in that dungeon, just yanking at your heels, man. Saying, no, get the back. Oh, no, get, no. Come on back here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna make me feel like shit right. By you getting out of this hole.
Who the do you think you are?
So I get that all the time now. People would constantly remind me of who I used to be back in the day. And they always come out of the woodworks, man. You know what?
when you come from a small, small town, and you come from a place that a lot of people don't want to come out of it and get out of it, and all you want to do is become somebody, when you have small town mentality is a real mentality. You've got to be able to get out and let your mind see open-mindedness. Because a small town, what it does to you is it closes your mind. Completely closes your mind. Not everybody. This isn't everybody. A lot of people. You have to be able to go out there and create open-mindedness. You need space. You need space to see the world. Like a lot of racism, a lot of ignorance in the world, it comes from people not being out and seeing other things, seeing other people, seeing all kind of shit. That's why we judge so harshly, because our minds are so closed to the reality of life.
If you're fat, it's unacceptable, period. Unacceptable, especially as a man. You don't get the privilege of having someone take care of you. Like I always say, men live in a fact-based reality, which means performance is on you, okay? So the easiest way to give yourself a one-up is fitness. Because let me tell you guys something. No one can give it to you, and no one can take it away from you, okay? And when you do build your body up, it creates this foundation of confidence that I can't even explain. You're gonna walk different. You're gonna move different. You're gonna talk different. You're gonna be able to convey this certain sense of confidence that can't be f***ing replicated, man. Because when you've worked on yourself, when you've went to the gym, you've put 225 on your back and you go, 10, 20 reps, acid grass, not stopping, or you've felt that lactic acid burn of doing curls until you can no longer breathe. You know, you're doing tricep extensions, dying, You're doing legs never. No, I'm just kidding. But in general, when you're going to the gym and you're putting yourself through that pain, you are not going to tolerate bullshit from some 21-year-old bimbo at a club, bro. You will not. The more you work on yourself, the more you increase your level of not give a fuckitude. All of us are men in here, right? What have we been taught since the day we were young? Get a job, make money, become successful, work hard, and you'll get something back on that return on investment, right? You'll get an ROI on your hard work. That applies to everything in life with men. The gym, working, putting more hours in, etc. You have to earn your abundance mindset by working on yourself and knowing that you are worthy of something. So my secret is this, guys. I use people that hate or people that might have turned me down in the past or people that wrote me off or whatever it is, I get this burning desire to make them look stupid with success. It's like a ridiculous, I can't explain it. It's like almost, it's a hatred of that person to a degree where I take that hatred and I funnel it into energy to go in and become even more successful. You know, there's some content creators out there that might've said some things about us, some content creators that might've wrote us off, people that said, oh, you guys are never gonna make it. Your boy Fresh stutters, you're skinny, you don't even lift. You guys are losers out of Miami. You guys are simps, bada, f***ing bada, right? And I said, cool, bet. I'm gonna take this money that we make, every dollar, I'm gonna invest it, make sure we get better cameras. I'm gonna get an audio engineer. I'm gonna get Chris better equipment so that he can switch the cameras. I'm gonna get better wires for the microphones so the microphones sound better. I'm gonna make sure that the lighting is good. We're gonna make the studio lit to the point where when we tell a guest they come on the show, they're like, damn, you guys are professional, and they're gonna wanna come. Me staying up late at night, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, not even sleeping sometimes, rewiring everything, making the studio look as aesthetic as possible, talking to chicks, hey, we need you to come on the show, whatever it may be, because we used to source all our girls in the beginning, guys. It was a pain in the ass, though, I ain't gonna lie. Thank God we were able to outsource that. But the drive to do all that was to literally take my opponent, and I know this is gonna be for me to say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway, just so you guys kind of know what's in the back of Myron's mind. Take my opponent, push their face into the ground, I put my boot over it like that. And I know that if I work hard as hell, that I'm gonna make sure that boot is so strongly imprinted in the back of their head, it's gonna say Thursday boot. That's how bad I wanna win and destroy my opposition. Oh, you wrote me off? Cool. I ain't gonna forget that shit. I'm gonna make sure I surpass you, we're gonna you up too in the process. That's how I look at all my opponents, and that's what keeps me motivated to go to the gym and everything else like that. And that's why the gym is so important. I go to the gym right before this speech. I was in the gym, listening to 22 G's, all that crazy rap shit, right? And I was like, it just gets me focused. And then I was able to like take that, that motivation, translate it over into the speech and to everything else I do. The gym is just an... Your body is the outward manifestation of your efforts, okay? When you get that discipline to go to the gym, to eat correctly, to sleep enough, right? To drink enough water, to abstain from alcohol, to not do drugs, to not do all the stupid shit that all these losers in Vegas are doing right now, right? When you have all that in place in fitness, it's very easy to translate that over into your business, over into, networking, over into dealing with girls, over into whatever endeavor you want. Because the fundamental requirements of being successful in the gym are easily translatable over to other endeavors.
Champion become when you can handle all this pressure and you can take all this pressure and send them from to the right way. You know, you can use this pressure, you know. This is between the difference between fighters, just fighters and champions, you know. I handle this and I control this and I use this pressure for my success, you know. And a lot of guys, when they go to the octagon, when they have all this pressure, like when they know like millions of people around the world watching on him, you know, they cannot control themselves, you know. But when you have this, feeling like you can control and use this pressure versus your opponent, like you're gonna win.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a f-. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all f-ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f***ing test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't f***ing get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
Going on a road trip when my kids were little. And they would be asking, how much longer? How much longer? Because, you know, they're sick of being in the car. And they want to know how much longer we got to keep driving for. Well, as people get a little bit older, that question has a different meaning. How much longer? How much longer? How much longer do we got? Well, the answer is, I don't know how much longer we've got, but I'm not gonna complain. I'm gonna take advantage of it. It's Monday. Don't know how much longer we've got. Go get some, y'all.
Like, you cannot miss even like this very, very small things. Like, some people think, oh, I'm traveling, I'm today tired, tomorrow I'm gonna train. But you have to understand, somewhere around the world, maybe in like different part of world, someone gonna train today to meet with you after a couple of years, and he follows same goal like you. You know, you have to know, one day he gonna come and he gonna take everything what you want. That's why you have to stay focused every single moment. If a professional athlete, or leave this alone, or leave this alone. Don't come like 50-50, it doesn't work on this game.
I'm not defined by my past. My past has taught me who I am. To be able to evaluate the situation present and apply what I've learned to make the best choice. And that choice is based on character. It's based on morality, integrity. Never about financial return. Never about monetary value. Were tangible items. It's always been about the character, the intangible items. And I walk. Because in Vegas, I can't pick up dice called character and roll them, hoping it goes my way. It's too much to gamble.
Don't get it twisted. It's not about flipping tires. I'm in Las Vegas right now and it's hot as shit. It's not about any of that. But what it is about is a lot of us give total control to life. We don't have any control of it. We just give all control to life. I do this shit every morning to prepare my mind for what life's gonna throw at me. A healthy body gives you a healthy mind. That's what it's about. So if you go into battle, you want to go into battle with the right mindset, the right gear. In combat, you wear body armor. But what we do wrong is we don't strengthen our minds. You gotta strengthen your mind, take control of that. So then when you get out in the real world and they kick you up, you got protection.
So in basic SEAL training, they have something called a training timeout. And what this is if you're going through some kind of an evolution and it's too challenging for you or the evolution is overwhelming, then you can raise your hand and you can call it training timeout, and they'll give you a break and assess the situation and make sure everything is safe. And it's a good thing to have in a training environment. I get it. But in combat, there's no training timeout. And in life, there's no training timeout. You can't raise your hand and stop the clock. It doesn't happen. So instead, I recommend you learn how to flip that switch when you face something that is overwhelming or challenging. You flip that switch that says, go time. Have a good Monday, y'all. Go get some. Out.
How do you know you're on the right path? When the small things mean as much as the big things. And lifting, those last couple reps mean as much to you as looking in the mirror and flexing or winning the competition, because you know those small things add up to that. And if you half-ass it here, you can't expect anything but the half-ass fucking accomplishment later.
Operations community, like, these are healthy, great men that love their wives and they love their children and they love America and they, and like the warrior society and the warrior culture is like this nice balance of, you know, they're fit, they get great night's sleep, they are very good at violence. I mean, Jordan Peterson, you know, himself said a good man isn't a useless man. A good man is one that is capable and strong and powerful, but knows how to control it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. And when you look at these young broken men, you see the same trend over and over again. And they are missing these important moments that shape them as men. And then they have testosterone and they have strength and they have violence and they've never known how to channel it. You had martial arts. I had martial arts. I had the military. We had really healthy ways to burn that kind of growth and learn, you know, getting our asses beat on the mat. I was in Ukraine a week ago and the men there have been hammered for resistance. You know, being on the border of Russia, obviously they've known what was coming for a generation. And they have been training relentlessly for the past 20 years. And the young men that you can walk down the streets of Kyiv and Mariupol, Dnipro, and there is not a fat human in sight. You know, there is not a complacent human anywhere to be seen. Every single person there has been hardened, not just in body, but also in mind. And then, you know, I flew from there to Amsterdam, direct back to LA or back to Austin, which is cool that we have a direct to Amsterdam now. And the moment the plane lands, I get off, I take 5 steps out of the gate, and I'm like, ah, I'm back in America. There's just like weak, soft people everywhere.
So, did I feel like doing deadlifts and cleans this morning? No, negative, I did not. Did I feel like doing deadlifts and cleans while I was doing deadlifts and cleans? No, I did not. Am I glad I did deadlifts and cleans? Hell yes, I am. You're not always gonna feel like doing what you're supposed to do. That's when you gotta do it anyways. Have a good Monday, y'all. Go get some. Out.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.